opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this incredible city, whether they drive or construct or care for others. So nominate somebody who built this city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. And where do you want to start this morning, Scheimer?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Lucas Giolito. Threw a gem on the 4th of July for the Boston Red Sox. That was their first win against the Nationals, 11-2. He went 7 2/3, struck out 7. He's finally really kind of seems like he's getting hot. Yeah. Here was Giolito after that talking about how the Red Sox are also starting to get hot themselves. Here was Giolito.
I think every baseball player's career is, you know, you have your ups and downs, you have your trials and tribulations, highs and lows, however you want to put it. It's been a long road. I look forward to many more, even the downs. Like, you know, when you come back from those, it's probably more satisfying than just being good all the time, you know. So, you know, I just look forward to continuing to work and for us to really get hot and start winning a lot more games.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't let us win this one. Don't let us win the next one.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, but there are guys who we have been demanding perform that are performing.
Yeah.
Like you got a story bomb yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
He's been raking.
He has been. Absolutely. So the question becomes, can they stay hot? Like, you know, and I get the usual text messages because we were talking about it earlier. You know, yes, it's a sweep, but it's not a sweep of, you know, one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. So, but whatever.
You already swept the Yankees, so you did that. So
yes, you did that.
You show you can do that.
I also think the most impressive thing about this is Garrett Crochet has continued to be unbelievable. Like, he hasn't put up a single stinker. Like, he truly has been your most impressive person on this team.
Yeah, he's your hog.
Yeah.
But
you got to sweep the Rockies. So there's no excuses. Like, you have got to sweep that team because that team stinks.
Well, I think the thing with this team is is if you can get what you're getting, obviously, like you said, Crochet, you know what you're getting from him. But if you can get Lucas Giolito to be consistent like he's been for his, you know, past several games. Brian Bale, same thing, get you 5-6 innings.
It fits to be a little bit better.
It seems like the bats are waking up. If you can get those guys to be consistent and then at the trade deadline add another starting pitcher and maybe another bat, like, you're right back in the mix of not only a wild card, but and the division as well.
And if Curtis comes back and they are back way in it from Hawaii, he's going to say, well, I said they were going to the World Series during spring training.
No, I mean, I think it may have been Jeff Passan who said over the weekend that he expects them to be both buyers and sellers come deadline time. And if the selling part is to get an arm, then I am okay with that. I think there are a lot of people who will be upset if it's, you know, if it's Jaron Duran or somebody like that who ends up being sold. But
But they're going to sell it to you as a way for them to – you're selling Duran in order to get a better piece, and then it frees up the logjam in the outfield for Roman Anthony to make sure he starts on an everyday basis.
Right.
And he's hitting the ball.
It seems
well.
More and more likely if they are going to do that's the guy. That's the value.
And you got Sadan Rafael's hitting the ball well.
Awesome.
You talk about Roman Anthony's hitting the ball.
William Abreu has been great since coming back from his injury.
So you might look at it because Duran is having a down year. Might look at it and go, well, you know what? No big deal because we got some guys that can play.
Yeah. What's next, Shine?
Well, one of those guys that Courtney mentioned who has been awesome all year is Garrett Crochet. He is officially an AL All-Star. He talked about making the All-Star team and where the credit is due.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, Wonger and Narvi have been huge for just continuing to develop as a starter throughout the season. You know, the conversations that I have with Bailey and Holt between starts have been great. You know, just as a whole, I feel like since I've been a Red Sox, I've done nothing but improve, and that's to a credit of the four guys I just named.
Yeah, Courtney nailed it. He has been unbelievable. So, and then I don't want to hear any talk of trading Chapman because I hear that from time to time.
Oh, I bet that's going to happen. I think it's dumb, but I would say if there was one guy I'm almost convinced is going to get traded by the deadline, it's Aroldis Chapman.
Mm. See, I don't know. If they're going for it, I don't think you trade your closer.
Yeah, but like, they're going to look at it as his value cannot possibly be any higher, so they're going to cash in while they can.
But if they think that they have a legit, like, if you get to the trade deadline and let's say they're three games out of the division, why would you trade a guy if you feel like not only can we get into the postseason, but we might be able to make some noise? You don't. I could see trading Duran because you have other players that can kind of fill that role. Who's stepping in as your closer? Like, you're not going to give away a closer like that when you believe you can make a deep playoff run.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Wiggy. I just think that they will see it as an opportunity to cash in on a guy who won't be here after this year, and so they're just going to take that chance.
All right, what's next?
Next, let's head over to basketball. Massive trade in the NBA over the weekend as Kevin Durant is now a Houston Rocket. Shams Charania talked on ESPN about how Durant wants to retire a Houston Rocket.
The goal right now for Kevin Durant and the Rockets is for him to retire in Houston. They're going to eventually this offseason discuss a contract extension, figure out where that lands. But throughout the process, it became the finalists between Miami and Houston. But the Rockets really excited Kevin Durant. I'm told players like Alperen Sengun, Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, Jabari Smith, Reed Shepard. I think Kevin Durant really views himself here. It's a perfect fit in a lot of ways. We know he's a number one. He can be the number one option on any given night. The Rockets made this move. It's a win now trajectory type of move.
Hmm. Well, they got Ime. Mm-hmm. And so how old is Kevin Durant?
He is 36.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he is 36 years old. He'll turn 37 in September. So, I mean, maybe what? 2-3 years, because he's still playing at a high level himself.
Yeah.
And he knows, like, his role in Houston. I think Houston's looking at, we need a legitimate scorer, because I like that young kid they got down there, that the Sengun kid, the center. And so maybe they feel like if we can get KD, they play good defense, and we got a legitimate scorer on offense.
Yeah.
Other olds in the league, what do you feel about LeBron back in Cleveland for the fourth? I know he said, I always go back to Cleveland for the fourth. Like, go get some plate on your food and enjoy the day. But, like, wearing the welcome home. He could be trolling us, too. Like, playing golf, wearing a welcome home shirt, practicing at the practice facility. He knew that that was going to turn heads.
But who's he playing with? Like, see, like, I feel like with LeBron and even, like, with KD, like, those guys are still playing at a high level.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure that there are other players around them that are very, very good. Is LeBron playing with Donovan Mitchell? Because if he is, then, you know, all right, you might, you know, and if you keep Evan Mobley, you might be able to say, all right, this team's going to be tough.
Yeah, and so, and the reporting over the weekend, and we talked about this earlier, but good to talk about it again. At least the quote about Dame Lillard was the Celtics want to get that done sooner rather than later, is what the reporting
was
this week.
Yeah, I would do that because the Eastern Conference is probably going to, the way it looks, is going to change with Giannis going somewhere. So if you're the Celtics, you got to be saying, okay, we need to get back in the mix when Tatum gets back. And if we can get a guy like Dame Lillard to have, to make sure we know we have him.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Then I think that's a good thing for the Celtics.
There's no excuse, too. Like, if Dame Lillard wants to win a ring, this is the best place to do that. You come in, you're already getting paid by the Bucks. You then get that mid-level exemption. It's not going to count against the Celtics towards those tax thresholds. They don't have to worry about that at all. Like, it is the perfect situation where he doesn't even have to be number one or number two. For most nights, he just needs to be number four. Like, right. It's the perfect spot for him.
Yeah. All right, Shime, thank you. That is, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Coming up, we'll be joined by Ray Bourque, one of your favorites. Yeah. And we are going to play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. So a reminder that you can always leave a voice note on any topic at any time on the Odyssey app. And you can listen to us from anywhere, at any time of the day or night on the Odyssey app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, do it, and then you can actually rewind, go back, and listen to stuff that you may have missed on this show and at this station on the Odyssey app. And here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox had a great weekend, sweeping the Nationals on the road. Yesterday's win, 6-4 for the final after the guys scored four runs in the first inning. Garrett Crochet went five innings in his start, giving up two runs on nine hits while striking out seven. Now, Alex Cora talked about all the guys contributing to the win on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
What Trevor and Sedan are doing, go back to that Milwaukee series, you know, I think offensively Trevor right now, since that series, is the best offensive shortstop in the league, and Sedan, you know, probably the best offensive center fielder in the league. And, you know, Nate did a good job right away. Roman against the lefty, a base hit, and then Ref did his thing. Great base running there by Roman. So we like it. I mean, it's good for our starters, you know, to have the lead.
The Sox back home now to take on the Rockies. 7:10 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Very nice of Christian Arcan to come out and hang at the Nazwa on Wednesday.
Yes.
That was cool.
He's another guy who loves the lake life.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not love the lake life?
You love the lake life.
The sandbar thing is spectacular. If the weather was nice and I, like, knowing what I know now, then I'll be like, oh, next year I'm staying down there for the 4th.
Oh, yeah. Shime, Wiggy settled right in on a boat and was handing boat drinks to the entire Lake Winnipesaukee region after that show on Friday.
Because you can go boat to boat and just get drinks all day long and never have to really leave. I don't want to be out on the water. I like being on the water, but, you know, sitting in the boat when it's anchored.
Yeah, that is nice. The Sox will send three guys to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. Starter Garrett Crochet, closer Aroldis Chapman, and third baseman Alex Bregman were all named All-Stars yesterday. Chapman led AL relievers in votes.
I see. Yeah. All acquisitions, by the way, that made your they're the Red Sox players who made your All-Star team.
Craig Breslow not getting enough credit.
I have to ask about Bregman, though. Like, I understand the fans, but I mean, he came in second in voting, too. He hasn't played an awful lot. Right. Are we basing...
When he did, though, he was hitting 300. Like, he was raking.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Subaru summer is finally here. Hit the road in the trusted 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy with 2.9% financing for up to 48 months or lease for just $279 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. The news coming up next.
Oh, yeah. We got to get to the news.
Yeah.
And we got to get to Ray Bourque with some of his thoughts on LB, Lyndon Byers, and we got to get the Hill Mail. So all of that coming up on this morning show.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.